Boss Ladies. I hope that you're doing really well today and that you've had a really good week. And I hope that you're actually finding some inspiration and finding a little bit of information from these podcasts. And I really hope that you are sharing them with someone that you think needs to hear them. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about patience and just around how we're all chasing goals all the time. And, you know, we talk so much and we read so much about purpose and about living a purpose-driven life and setting your goals and smashing them. And I mean, I talk about this all the time with my coaching clients as well, right? And there's really nothing wrong with this. I mean, this is the only way that we make progress is by setting ourselves goals and then doing the work to get there. I've told you in a previous podcast, my goal right now, part of me leveling up and being ready for this next part of my adventure in this life is that I need to get stronger and fitter. So I'm actually hitting the gym and I'm doing some exercises and I'm strengthening my core and I'm working on that in general because that's what I need to do right now. That is my main goal. And then obviously I've got some other stuff that I'm working on as well. Like this podcast. I mean, recording something every day to share with you during your commute or during your morning me time, it takes some commitment, right? And you kind of have to plan these things, even if, like me, you're not working from a script. But I was thinking this morning as I was driving to a client about patience and about how my life has turned out and about the goals that I've set for myself and the things that I've wanted for myself versus what has actually happened in reality. And I'm sure you're going to be thinking about exactly the same thing. So think right now where you are right now versus, say, 2 or 3 years ago, things that you thought that you wanted for yourself. And how a lot of the times what we get in the end is actually not necessarily what we wanted, but it is definitely what we needed. So for me, if I look back over the past, let's say, 3 years of my life, I can tell you with 100% certainty that if I had gotten what I had thought that I wanted at specific times, whether it's 3 years ago, 2 years ago, hell, even 6 months ago, if I had gotten what I thought I wanted, I would not be living the life that I am right now, and I wouldn't have the blessings that I have right now, and I wouldn't get to be doing all the really cool things that I'm doing right now. So I suppose the lesson for all of us is that as much as we have goals and there's things that we want to achieve in life and we need to do the work to get there, we also need to have a little bit of patience. And we need to trust, whether it's grace or you want to call it the universe or God. I don't know what your spirituality is about and whether you have any religious affiliations. For me personally, I make no secret of the fact that I am no fan of organized religion, but I am a very spiritual person and I do understand that energy follows thought and what I put out there does manifest somehow at some stage, maybe not in the way that I wanted. So what I've seen over the last couple of years as my life has unfolded, I've had a couple of disappointments, like some really big client contracts with some really cool companies that I really wanted. The money was great, the people were cool, I got to do really cool work, and then at some stage towards the end of the process, you know how these things go, like in negotiations, right? People are flaky, money dries up, priorities change, shit falls apart, right? And you were banking on something or you were really hoping for something and you wanted it with your whole heart, and then boom, it doesn't happen. And as much as it's a little bit disappointing when things like that do actually happen to you and you don't get what it is that you thought that you wanted, what I'm asking you to do is to just breathe and take a step back and just trust whether it is God or the universe, grace in general, just trust that whatever is coming for you is what is meant for you. And it is most likely going to be so much better than the thing that you thought you wanted in the first place. It's really a difficult lesson for us to learn, especially with how driven we are and this egocentric world that we live in, where it's all about if you set this goal and you do this work, you'll get that reward. And unfortunately, life doesn't always work that way. There is a time for everything, and sometimes our lives unfold in a way that we didn't necessarily plan or foresee, but usually it's in the best way. So think about a really awesome friend that you met, that you probably wouldn't have met if you hadn't have gone to a specific party that you weren't invited to and your roommate dragged you to. We've all got a story like that, right? Or a job opportunity that you got because your car wouldn't start and you ended up needing to take the train and you met someone really cool on the train. So think about all of those blessings and those opportunities that come your way that you weren't expecting. And think about the things that you wanted for yourself versus what you've actually gotten. And just practice that pause and just realize that having the patience and keeping the faith that whatever is meant for you, truly, truly meant for you and aligned with your soul's purpose and aligned with helping you be the best version of you in this life. Whatever is meant for you will find you, and it will find you at the right time and when you are actually ready for it. So you might need to do some work. You might need to make a few changes. Like me, you might need to hit the gym and start focusing on your health and wellness a little bit more. Whatever it is, do the work, level up, keep the faith. Because whatever is meant for you will eventually find you. Whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's winning the lotto, okay? I promise you that things unfold. And with our giant egos and our goals and our five-year plans, we sometimes lose sight of the fact that there is a much bigger scheme of things and that there is balance in all things, and that life unfolds as it should and not always as we want it to. So think about those blessings. Practice gratitude tonight when you go to bed. Think of at least three things that you're really grateful for. Think of at least one serendipitous moment that has happened to you in the last 3 years, and be thankful for that. I'll chat to you again.